All right, we're back from break. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking? We're talking with UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage at this time. I think Jim has got a question for you, Craig.
Yeah, okay. Coach. Thank you for hanging through the break. I know that that's a lengthy break, a lot of commercials. But I wanted to go back to your expertise in basketball. You are a basketball guy. A lot of discussion recently about expanding the NCAA field. I know you were the chairman of the committee not too long ago. What's your opinion or attitude toward expanding the field to 96 teams?
This is strictly my personal opinion. It doesn't represent the opinions of anybody past or present that might be on the committee, so I provide that disclaimer. But I would not be in favor of moving to 96. If I was in a position where I had to vote to expand, it would be to expand from 65 to 68 so that there were four opening round games as opposed to only one. But I just don't feel comfortable that 96 would be truly reflective of a competitive tournament from start to finish. I'd even give strong consideration to going from 65 to 64, just so that you don't have those two teams in that one game kind of hanging out there, that opening round game. I'd just as soon have a pure 64-team tournament, or go up to 68 where you have four opening round games instead of just one.
Craig, got an email here from one of your loyal listeners, Bob Bremer. What types of things might the athletic department be currently looking at to increase attendance for next year's football season and for potentially next year's basketball season? He notes that the $10 tickets in the upper level have been well received.
Well, we are looking at a number of things. In particular, the pricing of the tickets, and that is an immediate response that we have implemented here in the basketball season, as you have already mentioned, Frank. We're looking at the same sort of pricing opportunities that we have for football as we get to the point that we start to develop all those marketing plans and so forth. We've gathered a lot of information over the last couple weeks to be able to get a good idea as to what many of our fans are thinking. So we'll look at doing everything that we can to making Virginia athletics, in this case football and basketball, but all of our sports, as accessible as possible in terms of the price points. Given all the circumstances that we're facing as far as the economy and all the other dynamics that go into people making purchasing decisions. So we're looking at it, first of all, from the ticket pricing standpoint. Then we'll look at all the other promotional things. And I think there's no mistaking the fact that performance on the field, performance on the court plays a lot into how much the fan wants to come out and to spend their hard-earned dollars to be in attendance and to support the team. So having a team that is achieving success is extremely important as well.
Yeah, winning is probably the best marketing device. We're visiting with UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage. And, Craig, let me jump back to Mike London's introductory press conference. And I'm paraphrasing, but I think it was said at the time that the resources would be made available to allow the football program to succeed at the highest level. I know that in part meant finances, but what else, if anything, was being referred to there?
Well, we going into this coaching search and looking at what it was that we felt as though would have to be in place in terms of fielding a competitive and winning football program, we looked at everything from staffing, not only the coaching staff, but all the things related to support services, academic affairs, strength and conditioning, our nutritionist, and the other administrative positions that support the football program. And we wanted to make sure that we were as strong in these areas as any program in the country in terms of what it was making available to our new football coach in order to put together a successful organization. And we weren't, it wasn't that we felt as though we were at a disadvantage or there were things that other schools were doing necessarily that we weren't doing. But we just wanted to do a self-assessment and make sure that if there were new trends that might be out there in terms of positions or different focus in terms of how we marshaled our resources, our financial resources. We wanted to just make sure that we were in a position to do whatever it is that would require that we do in order to have the kind of football program that we all want.
Craig, it has been a great pleasure for Jim and I. We've enjoyed discussing sports with you, and we both have been big admirers of the things that you've done at UVA. Thank you for coming on tonight. We hope that you'll come back and join us again in the future. We are going to move to our second break now here on Who's Talking, and we're going to be followed up with the voice of the Cavaliers, Dave Kane, very shortly.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Craig. See you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Craig.
Good night. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Jim.